Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassey, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. My name is Joanne Kubasek. I'm your host. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. My guest tonight, Kristen Alderson. She began on One Life to Live March 20th, 1998, as the rambunctious young child of the love-to-hate couple Blair and Todd Manning is stopping by Stardust again to chit-chat with her fans and let us know what's going on with the character and her current storylines and just kind of catch up with everybody. It's been a while since she's been on the show. So without further ado, let's welcome the lovely Kristen Alderson.
Hello. How are you? Hi, everyone.
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. I just got back from dinner and tea with Brittany Underwood.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. Well, we hadn't hung out, just us two, in a while, so we were like, we need a girls' night. So we went out and had a girls' night together. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with Brittany, that you brought her up. Everybody is up in arms over this recent news of her being let go from the show, and they send their support to her, but you know how quickly online rumors can spread, and your fans are really worried about your future on the show.
Well, as far as I know, there is absolutely no worries for any of the fans, so... No worries.
Perfect.
I'm here to stay, hopefully.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You got it.
Yeah, with Brittany being let go, it was very out of the blue and upsetting, but you know, me and Brittany just were like, okay, you know, she came over to my house and talked to me and my mom, and my mom was like, okay, guys, like, let's stop with the tears and just think about this is everything happens for a reason. There are, you know, other things that are supposed to be going on in your life right now. And, you know, it was just like we all had a big night. She slept over that night. And, Brittany has been extremely strong about it, and I am not worried about her at all. She's extremely talented and, yeah.
Oh, she is, and she's a bright girl, and she's definitely going to go far. Very far. So she has all of our support always, you know. She's a good girl. Good girl.
Yes, she is. She's so great.
Well, we wanted to touch a tad bit, a little tease that we put out on Twitter, but this is just a tease of something that's coming up in the future.
Oh.
For you. With your online blog. It's just a tease. We don't have too much information on it, but there will be something happening in the future.
Yes. Oh, so you want me to explain that?
Well, yeah, because we tweeted about it, so let's just get that one out of the way. It's a tease, just so everybody knows.
Of
We're
course.
Teasing you.
Well, it is not fully done. We haven't actually filmed any of the blogs yet, but ABC has asked me and Nick to do a blog, either once a week or once every 2 weeks. We haven't figured out the exact working, how it'll work. But, but yeah, we're going to be doing a video blog that will keep everyone updated on what's going on with me and Nick and also with Star and James, and just to have contact with all of the Star and James fans and you know, just to talk about what movies we've seen and to answer some of, you know, the fans' questions, and it'll be really fun. I did a blog before when I was 16 years old about being a pregnant 16-year-old playing, you know, I was 16 playing a pregnant 16-year-old and what it was like to do that, which was a really great experience, and I loved having that open conversation with the fans every week on, you know, what was going on in the storyline. So it'll be great to be able to do that again, and this time in the form of a video.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that. And I'm sure as soon as the details come out, ABC will have it on ABC.com.
Definitely. And keep checking the website. Yeah, keep checking ABC.com to find out more information.
Oh, that's going to be great. So think about that. You'll be able to submit your questions. Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how everything is coming around to full circle to the internet, you know, with the way that you guys communicate with the fans and how everything is just, you know, it's not just a simple fan event no more, you know. It's like now you can do these kind of radio shows and video blogs, and it's awesome. It's all about the internet.
I mean, I think that Twitter is one of the best things ever that has come along for fans, for me anyway, to be able to interact with the fans. All of my followers, I have so much fun talking with each and every one of them, and I love hearing how their day was and what their highlight of the day was, and it's just a very, like, positive thing for everyone to just kind of keep in contact, and I feel really close to them, and that's really important, so.
Oh, absolutely. The fans are everything. All right, let me touch on some reality television with you, because I know you're a reality TV kind of girl.
Please. I'm so excited.
Okay, so now are you watching The Bachelor? Because I decided not to watch it.
Is that even a question?
Yeah, but I mean, I watch it too. But once I saw it was this guy coming back, I was like, oh man, you got to be kidding me!
But you know what? You had to watch.
Thrown about by that.
You had to watch the first episode. He really explained everything. He's gone to therapy for 3 years. And I did not blame him for what he did before. I really don't. I think that he went into the competition, which was kind of bad, you know, not really knowing himself 100%, not being fully ready, or, you know, he thought that he was ready for a marriage. But, you know, sometimes people are immature and they haven't grown up fully and they don't realize it until it's in their face, being like, okay, well, you said you wanted to get married. Are you ready to get married? You know, and if you don't feel that forever connection with someone, you know, whether it's one girl or two girls, I'm really glad that he didn't propose to her like a lot of the other bachelors did and then break up with her a couple months later, which is worse, you know?
That would
be more, you know, that to me would be more heartbreaking. But also...
Vienna and Jake thing was just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't like Jake at all. He turned out to be a really big monster. But I think that I don't know. I'm like, see how excited I get? I want to talk about it all day long. I think that the first episode of The Bachelor, when the two girls came back, because they did a whole thing on it, like the two girls who he didn't propose to came back to the show to talk to him and, like, to confront him and whatever. And instead of them, you know, saying, okay, well, you seem like you kind of, you know, went through therapy and you're this, like, different person, you know who you are now, like, I wish you luck. I was expecting them to be more positive like that because they're now both engaged. It would be totally different if they never met anyone afterward, but everything happens for a reason, you know? That's what I think. Like, they went off, and now they're with the men who they were meant to be with. So it's
exactly
a good thing that Brad didn't pick them. So they unfortunately
the
didn't, they didn't have such a positive look like that.
Well, the only thing I think was just really stupid about bringing him back was because, I mean, that's fine, all well and good. You know, if you're not ready, you're not ready, and he did the right thing. But
right.
I don't think he should have got a second free ride. You know what I mean? It's like, let him find it on his own. That's the way that I see it. I think that they should have given it to somebody else, you know, because he was already on it. Now this is another free ride of dates and rings and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I thought that was just a little silly for them to do that. I don't know. Maybe that's just
the practical side of things. Totally what my mom and I said when we first saw it. We were like, oh, God, can't they get a new guy? Like, why do they always have to have someone from the past? But then once like the first episode started, we were like, oh God, who are we talking to? We love it, jeez. we're addicted.
I don't know, I didn't watch the first couple episodes. I swore I wasn't going to watch it because of that, and so much of the TV got in the way, and I was like, all right, so now I'm already, it's already like, you know, pretty much in the middle of it, so I'm not going to just like jump in the middle, but I don't know,
you're missing out.
You're killing me. All right, let's talk Jersey Shore. Do you watch that show?
I don't really watch Jersey Shore. Brittany Underwood's a huge Jersey Shore person. I mean, I like it. If it's on, I'll watch it and laugh and think it's funny and whatever, but I'm not like I have to watch every single episode type.
Okay. Well,
I just got into it at the end of last season. They announced
that they're moving it to Italy.
I heard.
Which I think is ridiculous, but, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I watched a couple episodes, but seriously, you're going to take, half of them aren't even Italian, and you're going to take them to Italy.
It's pretty expected for them to do it, though, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can only imagine what the Italians in Italy are going to be saying about us. You know, it's like, really?
That's kind of Italy? But I started watching American Idol. That's so good.
Yes. Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Jennifer Lopez, what do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I was really skeptical because I love Simon, and I think he's just the funniest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But so I thought that it wasn't going to work out well. But the episodes have been hilarious so far. They've been still really good.
I think so, too. I think Steven Tyler is blunt enough without being nasty. You know, I mean, you have to laugh at him when he talks and when he says, like, he said to that one guy, did you eat paint chips, you know, when you were a child? And the guy's just like, uh-huh. You just have to laugh at that. But he wasn't saying it to be completely mean the way Simon says it, you know. So, but it still gave you that punch, you know, that little thing. So I thought that was really good. I'm liking American Idol so far. From what I understand, that they're not doing the top 24. They're just narrowing it down to 12.
They are?
And, yeah, they're not doing a whole top 24. They're going to do these auditions, and they're going to narrow it down to the 12, and it's not going to be boys, girls. It's going to be whoever's there.
Wow.
You know, usually they pick the girls, boys. Nope, it's going to be whoever's on is on, and that's it. It doesn't matter if it's all boys or all girls.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought that was a little odd. But, okay, Housewives of New York City, new season coming on. Do you watch that?
I don't watch it. Nope.
Did you watch the Jersey one? No, I didn't. Okay.
I know, it was such a big thing. I basically stick to The Bachelor and American Idol and High School Reunion if that ever comes on again.
I remember that. We did talk about that High School Reunion. I remember that. Yeah, that was a while ago too. Oh wow, I forgot about that one. wow. All right. Well, we've got a ton of callers, so let me get to these phones because you know time always runs so fast on the show. Our first caller, we're going straight down the line. This is Tony from Chicago. Tony, say hi to Kristen.
Hello, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, too. How's Chicago weather right now?
It's a little cold. It's a little cold, about 25 degrees, but it's no snow on the ground.
Were you a Bears fan? Were you sad about the game last week?
I was very, very sad indeed. I watched the whole game. I saw Jay Cutler got hurt. Oh, man. When he got hurt in that first half and didn't come back for the second half, I knew our chances were gone.
Oh.
But even though Cam Payne, even though our third string quarterback brought us back and got us winning a touchdown and almost had us tied late, it was picked off at the end of the game. So
that's exactly what happened to the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those Packers, they are a top bunch, and they're going to be a top bunch in the Super Bowl against the Steelers.
They are. I wanted the Jets to win because I love their story. I love how they're, like, the underdogs and also from New York and stuff. But I knew that the Steelers-Packers game would be a better game. You know, them versing each other, it's going to be intense.
Well, it's going to be very intense indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What's up?
Oh, not much. I'm just watching a little TV. I just set the TV down. I'm watching a so-called Hellcats on CW, but I got it turned down right now. I just want to talk to you. There's a couple of questions I want to ask you. First of all, storyline. I'm liking the storyline, by the way, with Star and James. There's this combo that's really getting really revved up, really good. But what is more things are coming down the line with the two? Are they going to fall in love? Are they going to play back and forth, cat and mouse? What is it?
Well, I can't really say everything because then it wouldn't be fun when you're watching it.
That's still true.
But, you know, I think that it's going to be really interesting. You know, it's so tough because every time Star sees James, she sort of forgets about Cole, and she feels terrible about that and terribly guilty because she's been so, you know, she's in love with Cole, and of course he's the father of her child, you know. But then whenever she sees James, she sort of forgets about it, and then there's this sudden reminder out of nowhere, you know, Cole, like, for instance, Cole calling her the other day, and she was just like, oh my gosh, I love Cole, and then, like, she has to put herself back on track, and I think it's going to get really tough for her. You're going to see Star having more and more trouble dealing with her commitment to Cole when James is always around.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty.
That's
going to be wild. And one more question. I know it's been a month. I know it's been a month or so since you did this, but I want to talk about the Santa Baby video that you guys did for the holiday.
Oh yeah.
How much fun was that?
It was so much fun. We had a blast. Especially, we actually filmed it one day. It took hours to film, but it's always so much fun, you know, to be in a different studio, to get your hair and makeup done to the nines, and be in like a really beautiful dress. And we actually, like, something went wrong with the footage, and we had to do it all over again, but like another day. So that was actually like the second time we had filmed it, what actually aired. But it was so much fun. Oh, we had a blast, and all of us together, you know, me, Brittany, Kelly, Nick, and Lenny, and Cassie, and Bob, we just spent the whole day laughing and hanging out. And, you know, did you see that SoapNet video that I made?
Yes.
Of all of us, like, that was the day that we first shot the video. So, like, us goofing off, that's, like, what you see on the video is exactly what we're like 24/7 with each other. So it was really fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I did, and I saw at the very end, and I felt the video with Cassie and Bob and Santa Claus. Well, Santa, he was hilarious, Santa Claus.
I know. He is the best Santa ever. He's so cute. I love Bob Woods so much. I've known him for forever, and he's just the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much for your call, Tony.
It's been my pleasure. And
thank you, Tony.
And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, great talking to you.
And I'll catch you guys on Twitter, too, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, our next caller is Amanda from Illinois. Amanda?
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just got home from taking my boyfriend home, and it's been snowing here.
Oh, my gosh. Is there a lot of snow? Or?
Yeah, we've actually had snow on and off for the last probably about 2 weeks. It melts a little bit, and then more comes, and then it melts, and then it keeps going and
so
coming and going.
It's so insane. This year is filled with snow. It's the same thing in New York. It's like just when you think, like, oh, okay, we have our snow for a while, it'll be like, oh, and another snow front's coming in. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I woke up this morning to go to school, and my car is covered in snow, and I came home last night. There was barely anything on the ground, so I was excited, and then I woke up and had to clean up my car. And yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. I don't mind it too much. I just don't like it being that cold.
I know, but it's so pretty. At least snow is so pretty. If it has to be so cold out, I'd want it to snow because then everything looks pretty.
Yeah. My question for you is, what can you tell us, I guess, about the future of, the love story between Star and James?
Well, I was just telling Tony that that it's, you know, I obviously can't give away too much, but I think it should be interesting. You know, Star's having a more and more tough time with staying loyal to Cole when she has such strong feelings for James, and you know, it'll be interesting to see whether James will wait around for Star or if he's going to give up on her. But I think they have, like, a strong connection. It's just, it is sort of like, well, is he going to tell me that he cares about me and that he wants, or do I have to do it, or should I tell Cole? You know, I think it's cool because it's very realistic, you know. You're always like, oh, God, you know, does he like me? Would he fully be with me? Is that the right thing for me to do? And especially with Star having a daughter, she also has to think about whether it's the right thing for her daughter or not. So it should be interesting. But, I mean, you know, the chase is the fun of it, so.
Isn't it?
How much difference is it to work with Nick as it was to work with Brandon?
You know, it's a little different because I worked with Brandon for 4 years, and I mean, him and I were incredibly close. We're so, so close, and I'm close with Nick too, but, you know, working with someone for 4 years, you get this connection to them that, you know, we were so used to working together, and we're so used to, we have this history after so many years of Star and Cole and us as friends and, you know, just everything, that it was just so powerful. And with Nick coming on, Nick is so amazing, and I love working with him. And I feel like, you know, we'll be able to build up the same memories. It's just, you know, it's different because it's new, but it's very fun and exciting. So it is definitely different, but I'm not complaining. They were both incredibly good-looking and sweet guys, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I love watching you, and you're incredibly talented. I grew up watching you, and hope to see you a lot more.
Oh, thanks so much, Amanda, and good luck with your car. I hope it doesn't snow tomorrow morning.
Oh, gosh.
So thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I know. You guys up north are getting slammed with the snow.
Lots and lots of snow, yep.
Yeah, I left just in time, I guess. But I don't mind the snow. You know, I mean, we don't get snow down here, but it's you know, I'd rather have it nice and cool than blistering hot. Today was like 80-some-odd degrees, but it was so humid and muggy you couldn't even breathe outside. That I hate. I'd rather deal with the snow. All right, this next caller is Rita from Illinois also. Oh, we've got a lot of Illinois people, huh? Rita.
Ooh, thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please say hi to Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Rita.
How are you? You remember me? Oh, my goodness, I'm so honored.
How are you? How's everything?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I read into this probably a little different than most people, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I see more with you and James, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is a real strong, beautiful friendship. I mean, why does everything have to be, you know, Cole's in jail, and why does everything have to be, I know it's a soap, but I mean, do you see where, what am I saying?
Right. You're trying to that, you know, why can't Star and Cole just be great friends? Why do they have to make it more than a friendship? Is that
Star
what you're
James.
Saying?
Yeah,
James.
I mean, it's it it seems like it's a strong, beautiful friendship. I mean, like, he was concerned about you. He was genuinely concerned about you. And then he even added to that, I'm not, you know, she had a child with Cole. She's mm-hmm. not going to, and it's not deserting Cole. And Cole said, get friends with, I'm not going to make you wait for 10 years. And even if he said the wrong words, I think I'd like to see more of that on daytime. I mean, they started it on the soap before you. They started it with, like, Leo and Bianca. It was a beautiful friendship. So why can't there be a friendship between you and James? Why does everything have to be,
that
oh, well.
Love story.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
That's a good thing to bring up. You know, I think that it just depends on, I guess Star and James just have a chemistry that they can't really deny. You know, they even sometimes, no matter how badly you want to be friends with someone, if you have that chemistry together, it's so hard to just say, okay, let's just be friends. When really they have every opportunity sort of to be together. You know, there are a lot of things that are weighing on Star's mind, you know, like, well, what will Cole think? What will Hope think? You know, everything like that. But, you know, I don't know. I think that that's a really interesting point to bring up, but I just feel like Star has this chemistry with James that, you know, if
well,
all
it
this...
Well, it seems stronger
yeah.
than a friendship. It seems stronger than a friendship. It seems like a... Well, like I was saying, Leo and Bianca, he was like a big brother. He was like a big brother to Bianca. And
right. Well, I think it's really hard for James because I have, you know, like I've had a friend in real life who was a really, really close friend of mine who I really wanted to be, you know, just my friend, but he felt so much more for me than just a friend. So he, in his mind, couldn't just be my friend because he wanted something more. And I think that that's exactly what it's like with James. He's like, I can't deny these feelings for you, and I can't just be your friend. So it's too hard for me to just be your friend. I either have to move on with this girl, Michelle, or I want to be with you, you know? And Star doesn't want him to be with Michelle, so how is that going to work? I guess is sort of the thing.
Well, I see what you're saying. I mm-hmm. see what you're saying. But it seems like it's stronger than a friendship, and I'm not saying he should be like a big brother or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying it seems stronger than a friendship, and I wish I could see more of that on daytime.
And
I love your attitude about Brittany Underwood. I guess you opened up our eyes because I think a lot of us are sad because this is the one thing that turned Dorian into a human being. She was really harsh. And here she has a nurturing, I love seeing a nurturing side to her. I love her being a little bit toned down a little bit. Am I saying it right?
No, totally. Yeah, it brought out her mother, the mother in her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that
Absolutely.
Doesn't disappear.
No, I hope it doesn't either. I'm sure it won't. But
right.
But thank you so much for your suggestion. I like that idea too. I like that Matthew and Destiny have like this bonding friendship. You know, they did.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, there's an example. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it is really great to see a girl guy friendship, and that
mm-hmm.
that is really great to see. But
Absolutely.
Star and James, just for some reason, they can't deny that it's something more.
Were
yeah,
you
right?
in that movie? Were you in that movie? There was a movie that you can only get online. I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was a whole bunch of soap stars from all the ABC
Manhattanites.
And I think some of, what was the name of it?
Manhattanites.
Oh,
Manhattan.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You weren't
no.
on that.
Thanks a lot, Rita.
Oh, thank you for letting me. I can still listen, can I?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Joanne.
Rita, it was so great talking to you.
Well, thank you.
All right, Rita.
Beautiful.
Hang on. Okay. She's a sweetie. That's actually a very good point that she made.
Yeah, I mean, I love seeing guy-girl friendships. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, do they have, you know, they can pull it off. They can be just friends, you know, if they really try hard enough. But, I Star and James just, some people just can't deny it.
Yeah, I guess. All right, we've got area code 781. This is Massachusetts coming on. Area code 781.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
I'm Jacqueline.
Oh, hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you the Jacqueline that made the video?
Yeah.
I was working
on it right before I called.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good to talk to you.
Thanks.
My mom and I, when we watched the... Oh, for everyone who's listening out there, Jacqueline, we'll let them know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Me and Brandon, our favorite movie is Enchanted, like together. Like my favorite movie is Beauty and the Beast, and me and Brandon together, we went and saw Enchanted and just fell in love with it. So like that is our movie. So there have been, you know, a million Star and Cole videos, and they're all so amazing. And so, you know, I was like, oh, I wonder if they did one that's so close, which is a song from Enchanted, which I love. And we were like, oh, my God, that'd be so perfect if someone made a video to Enchanted. So I threw out a little joke on Twitter being like, anyone want to make a song, like, so close with, like, me and Brandon in it? And Jacqueline is working on it right now and sent me a little preview of it, which was, it's so beautiful from what you sent me so far. And I can't wait to see the rest.
I'm trying. I'm going to see if I can get it done this weekend, but I have, like, midterms and stuff.
Oh, no. Geez, take your time.
Yeah.
How is school? Is it crazy with midterms?
Oh, yeah.
What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, okay. So you're just getting used to high school and all.
Yeah.
Aw, but freshman year is pretty easy, right? It hasn't been too
bad? No, it's not that bad.
Oh, good, good. Oh, my gosh. So what's up? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering. I was watching the scenes from the other day, and, like, when they had cold calls, is it, like, weird when you do the phone, when you have to talk on the phone, but no one's really there?
Oh, it's so weird.
I was like, how does she do that?
It's so weird, you know, because on the paper, you know, on our script, it's just a big old paragraph, and then with dot, dot, dots in the middle of each thing. So, you know, to try to fill in the amount of time of what they're saying, but then to also, like, respond to what you think they're saying, or, you know, you have to kind of have, like, an idea of how they're saying what they say. I guess you kind of have to make it up in your mind. But, yeah, I was watching it on air, and I felt so kind of, you know, like, oh, God, this is so bad. Like, after they said cut, I was like, oh, God, that did not seem realistic at all. But then once I watched it on, you know, air, I was like, oh, that turned out pretty good. But it's just
one of those
things.
Yeah, like, I really thought you were talking to him.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
It was like, like you'd stop, and then you, like, it was like you stuttered a little because he was, like, talking when you were.
I tried. You know, it makes you feel, like, kind of stupid while you're doing it, but then in the air show, I was like, oh, okay, that looked not bad, but you can't have too much confidence when you're doing those things. But that's funny that you noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, very good. Jackie, I'm glad you got to call in.
Thank you for letting me.
Wasn't that bad, right? Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for answering my question. I'm going to cry when I see that whole video, and I'm going to send it to Brandon, and we're going to be like, oh, my God, it's our song.
I love making Star and Cole videos.
I love seeing all the Soul videos that are made and all of the Jar videos. They're always so amazing. I love them.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make them.
I can't even imagine. Don't ever make it a priority over school. School is number one.
You sound like my mom.
She's She's probably like, get off that charcoal video and do your homework.
That's funny.
Well, it was so nice talking to you, Jacqueline.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Okay.
Bye.
We've got, area code 201. I think I know who this is.
Hello?
201.
Joanne.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you could hear me. Kristen,
I hear
how are you?
Hi, is this Tony Ann?
I was going to say, if I have to tell you who this is, I'm going to be very upset with you.
How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying your work lately. So I wanted to break Star's phone yesterday.
You wanted to what?
Break Star's phone for ringing at that point in time.
Aww. Hey, you know what? But if you got the kids, then it would have just been too easy.
Well, not you. The writers have to torture us, I know. So, here's my question. I know they're putting out a Valentine's Day CD. You better be on there.
Yes.
What are you singing?
I'm not allowed to tell. No, they're all original songs, and I'm very excited about my song. The same girl who wrote I'm the One, she wrote this song. So
awesome.
I'm very excited for you all to hear it.
Okay.
And how do you feel about it being the last Broadway Cares?
Oh, I'm extremely bummed out about it. I mean, I look forward to it every year, and I just love Broadway Cares. I love being able to sing and dance, and it's really my only opportunity, like, through the whole year to be able to do that, other than Super Soap was and then Super Soap left. But so, you know, like, it's upsetting, but I'm really excited because I know what I'm going to be singing, and it's all going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be bittersweet.
I'm sure you'll steal the show. I remember the first year I was there in the front row, and I should say the first year I was there, not the first year of it. You completely stole the show when you did a Mother's Prayer. Oh, I was so.
Oh, that's
out
so
of it
sweet.
That I couldn't. I was following you with my camera the whole time, but I never hit the shutter to record you.
Oh!
I was so mad.
Oh.
And one more question. Have you filmed with the triplets lately?
I haven't, but oh my gosh, I got a Christmas card from them. You know, when they were at the studio last, they gave me their Christmas card with the three of them, and I was like, oh, my gosh, my girls.
Like
such a mom. They're just the cutest little girls in the whole world. Oh, my gosh. I love them. So, yeah, I know. I love working with them. But I haven't seen them in a little while.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I wish you got more screen time with them, because you do amazing with them, but.
Aw, thank you. Thanks.
Oh. And everyone at the Jar Board wants me to thank you for the tweets and the messages from Nick after the Christmas gifts were sent out, the two baskets for you and Nick.
Oh,
staff
my gosh.
Over at QIW just wanted to say thank you for recognizing it. And
oh, no, thank you all so much. I mean, that was such a beautiful present. And more, I mean, I've never had all the fans have been so, so unbelievably generous. You guys are unbelievably crazy. I mean, you know, in a good way. It's just, I don't be like, oh, you got a present. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. It's so sweet of you guys.
Speaking of presents, you'll get to wear the one I gave you at your, not this year's fan event, the year before, during one Super Bowl. I don't know when it's coming because we messed that game up this year with the interception, but you'll get to wear the Oh Great One shirt during one Super Bowl.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. I was so upset about the Eagles' loss, especially since we had it. I mean, we could have gotten a touchdown. There were so many points in that game that could have made it a win for us.
Could have changed the whole thing, but
it just wasn't meant to be. It was so obvious. Akers is always on his A game, and he was terrible that night, and it was just everything was off about it. But there's always next year, and I will be counting down the seconds until, you know, next season.
And we'll try and get you the date with DeSean Jackson.
I know. Oh my gosh, DeSean Jackson. That would be amazing. I'm trying to sing the national anthem at one of the games. I think
that would be awesome.
I know. I think it's going to happen. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That would be something to see.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks,
Joanne.
Nice talking to you.
Nice hearing from you, Kristen. Keep up the
great
work.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. That would be pretty awesome. You know who? Do you know who Tony Luke Jr. is?
Tony
Luke Jr. He's Tony Luke's. They have the Philly cheesesteaks out in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
If you follow him on Twitter, I did an interview with him a while back. He's got some kind of thing going with the Eagles where he does these Eagles commercials, and they're always looking for people to be in these commercials and sing and all this stuff. He's on Twitter, and if you follow him on Twitter, you'll be able to see, like, the things that he's posting. But he does some kind of thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have, like, a show before games, and I guess that's only aired in that area. So I thought every time I see him post something, it always makes me think of you.
Oh, cool. All right, I'll check it out.
But, yeah, they're always looking for something about that. But I'll tweet you with his Twitter address so you see what I'm talking about.
You'll tweet me his Twitter.
Yes, I'll tweet you in Twitter. We have area code 718. This is Brooke. Brooke, say hi to Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. You?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Right in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, Brooklyn. Awesome.
Yeah.
Not far away at all.
Nope, not that far.
What's up?
Not much. I just want to say, I totally think you're like a phenomenal actress. I've been watching you on the show since we were both kids.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah. I actually wanted to ask a question. I was going to see if there was any way you can say about how Brittany is going to be leaving the show. Is it not going to be a traumatic experience or anything?
You know, I have no idea how that's going to happen. I don't think that it's actually been written yet. So,
but
Brittany and I are hoping and praying that there will be a lot of start and lengths and scenes, you know. And of course, Brittany's like, no, like my last day has to be with you there. It has to be. So yeah, it's gonna be another like Brandon's last day. It's gonna be so tragic, but. You know, One Life has always done, like, a beautiful job with that, so I'm sure it'll be a beautiful exit.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that they're leaving, because you, her, and Bree are the only reasons I really watch the show, so I'm like, oh, it sucks that she's going to be gone, too.
Aw. Well, yeah. I'm glad that you still watch.
Yeah, no, well, before you're on it, so you keep me, but I think if you ever leave, that's it for me.
Oh, no, okay. I'll try not to leave, then.
Okay, and can you actually tell, because I know I like to go to the studio. I've never been there before, but I've heard people go. I would like to see her maybe before she finishes, like when does she finish filming?
I don't know exactly when her last day will be. We were just talking about that tonight. We're not sure. But I know that usually when people get tours of the studio, it's through like charity events or when, you know, it's auctioned off at a charity event. Or sometimes some of the fans just hang out outside the studio, but it is so cold. I would not recommend that right now.
Yeah, I know some people that hang out there
bitter.
Every day.
No, it's bitter cold out. I would not recommend that.
No, I usually don't. I won't do that either. I'm not one to hang out there and be like there all the time, but I would like to go on her last day just to see her and say hi, because I went to your Saddle Up for a charity event, but I was so nervous I never even talked to you.
Oh, my gosh. You should have. That's crazy.
I just took a picture, and I was so nervous I just kept walking.
Aww. Well, I'm sure we're going to be doing an event this year, and I'm sure Brittany will attend, so you'll have another chance.
Oh, definitely. That'll be perfect.
Don't be so shy.
I try not to be. I even sometimes feel awkward sending to tweets to both of you, and I try to see them, and then I erase them. I'm like, oh, God, I shouldn't have sent that.
No, they're great girls. No reason to be shy. You'll love it.
No, definitely. But I still send the messages all the time.
Aw. Well, thanks so much for calling in. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. You too, Kristen. Have a great
night. All
right.
Good night.
Thanks, Amanda.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. Does that still, like, get you when they say that they're too nervous to come and talk to you?
It's so crazy. I mean, it's not crazy because I know that I get nervous around people too, you know, like certain people. But
mm-hmm.
It's crazy that I'm one of those people that people get nervous around. You know,
right.
I find it extremely flattering, very very flattering. But you know, it's just I think that all celebrities, like, you just have to remember that they're just like you and I at the end of the day, and you know,
right.
Yeah, it's not so scary once you start talking to them. I think it's just the initial, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, our next caller here is Monica from area code 302. Monica, where are you calling from?
Delaware.
Oh,
hi, Monica from Delaware.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, I have to agree. I was nervous when I met you this past year, too.
Oh,
and
you were?
I'm like 31 years old.
Oh my gosh. I'm a huge fan of Brandon Flowers from The Killers, and I think I wouldn't be able to talk to him. I mean, I think I might actually like walk by him if I saw him. Not that I'm anywhere near as cool as Brandon Flowers is, but
no, I'm just nervous around people. Like I went to the ladies' night, and I went to Michael Easton's event, and I was like so nervous the whole time. I was like, oh my god, I'm like,
aww.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, it's just so funny because, like, you know, like when you watch every day, you feel like you know all of us, and then all of a sudden when we're standing right in front of you, it's like, oh, that's so weird. Like, there's no TV, like, it's just them.
Exactly.
Right.
But my question is, actually, I have two questions. My first question is, what has been your most challenging scene that you have done, and what's it like to work with Trevor?
Okay. The most challenging scene that I've done, I would probably say the baby storyline where Star found out that Hope had died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she thought that Hope died. That was really difficult. I mean, it came really easily to me once I was doing it because I was so attached to the storyline and, you know, like during the whole pregnancy thing and doing, you know, even outside of work, I would always be doing things related to the storyline and such. And then it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, the storyline is over and it's been such an amazing experience and all of that emotion. Plus, I really wanted Star to like have her daughter at the end of all of it. And then, you know, it was sad for me to hear that Star thought that her baby died.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like just the emotions of it all were, you know, it was very easy to break down once it came to it, but like leading up to it, I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? That's extremely
mm-hmm.
hard news for someone to get. And it happened right on screen. I mean, 1 second we're sitting there like smiling, like, when's the baby coming? And then they come in and they say, no, like, we're sorry. And then you just have to react to it right then and there on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you only really get one shot. So that was a little nerve-wracking.
I can imagine, you know, me being a parent myself, I can never imagine going through that.
Oh, it was so, so sad and tough. And, I mean, I have, like, a little puppy, Puka, and who I'm actually looking at right now. And he is, like, he's so precious. And I feel like he's, like, my son, which I know it's not even close to the amount of, like, emotion that you feel for your actual child.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like I feel that. So I can't even imagine. It was terrible. So sad.
You did a good job during those scenes. You really...
Thank you so much. And on the lighter note, Trevor, St. John, is just the most amazing, funny person to work with in the world. He makes me crack up, and it's so funny because, you know, like last week's episode that aired with Star and Todd, where Todd was, you know, trying to get Star out of her funk and everything. And he's being so funny. And, I mean, in rehearsal, I was crying laughing. And just going up to tape those scenes, I was like, okay, I have to now be really mad. You know, just, like, grind my teeth so that I don't smile at all. Because if I smile or laugh once, then that's it. Like, I'm done. Like, he's broken me. I won't be able to hold it in. I'll be laughing throughout the whole day. So everyone's always like, I can't believe you, like, do scenes with Trevor and keep a straight face. And it's not easy, but it's so much fun. Every time I see that I have scenes with Trevor, I can't wait to go into work.
Well, because I hear he makes everyone laugh, so.
Oh, constantly. He's constantly making jokes in dry rehearsal and just all day long about everything. He's a blast.
Well, he did say he had a lot of nice things to say about you at the ladies' night out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he talked about you and Danny. He played the girl. He plays Danny a lot. And he went on saying you guys are really great to have his on-screen daughters and everything.
Aw, he's the best. He's just the best.
Magnificent.
But thanks for calling in.
But thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Monica.
You too. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Next caller, 954, this is Hollandale Beach, Florida, and this is Sherelle.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm, like, freaking out right now.
Okay. Sherelle, turn your computer down. Turn your computer down.
Okay. I just did.
Oh, my God. Wait, so you're in Florida right now? Is it really warm there?
Yeah, it's kind of like warm and cold. It changes.
Oh, my gosh. You're what?
I'm, like, shaking right now. Like,
you're shaking?
Yeah. She's shaking.
Oh, don't be nervous at all.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay.
I had a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Do you think Stanton Cole's love story will continue someday?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think we'll see. You know, it would be hard for me to think that it wouldn't, you know. Eventually, Cole will get out of prison and will have to come back to his daughter, and hopefully we'll be able to play all of that and, you know. So hopefully,
yeah.
I hope so. That would be really interesting to see.
Yeah, it really would.
But it would be quite a few years away.
Yeah, it would be. Like,
yeah.
You both are the reason why I started watching.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, well, Brandon's so sweet. I'm sure he would say thank you, too. He's out in L.A. right now, and he's in the very warm weather. I'm so jealous. But,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go before I pass out now.
You're going to what?
Because I'm feeling like I'm shaking right now so bad. I cannot help it.
Don't be shaky. It's okay.
Oh, well, it's so nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Wow.
You're the best. Thank you so much for being such a great fan.
Oh, thank you. You're amazing. You're like my idol.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, have a good night.
You too.
All right, great.
All right, bye.
Oh, wow.
Bye.
Bye. See, it never amazes me that they just get like that with you. It's just, you know. You're definitely the idol of the teens of daytime.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Thank you.
All right. We have one last call we're going to take here. This is area code 626.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Kristen. It's Heather from
Hi,
Twitter.
Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so I have a question because I really wanted to be knowing this, and so are some other fans. So I'm wondering if you will be going to Mingle for a Cause.
When is that?
It's June 4th.
I have no idea. I haven't even heard about it.
Yeah, like, apparently it's supposed to be a One Life to Live event because Tom, who plays Joey, like, signed up for it. And so did, well, I guess I could say now, old Jack. And so
oh.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything about it yet. But maybe, I don't know, I'm sorry, I can't really give you, like, a definite yes or no. I haven't heard about the event or have been invited to it, I don't believe. And it's also really far away, too, on June 4th. So I'm sure I'll know closer to then. But
yeah.
I'll let you know on Twitter when I find out.
Okay. And also, did you see my video to Brittany?
No, your video, which one?
It was my tribute video to Brittany.
No,
I
want to see it.
She tweeted it and said, thank you, Heather, because, like, I tweeted it to her. And, she, like, I was crying when I made it because besides you being, like, one of my idols, Brittany is because we're only, like, a month apart. So I feel like I had so much in common with Langston, and I'm really going to miss her.
Oh, I'll look. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to. I'll look it up, and I will I'll tweet you after I watch it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And also, can you please tell Trevor that I love him?
Okay.
And
I'll
Tom,
tell Trevor
yeah,
that you love
I'm
him.
I'm going to him and Florence's event on in April, so I'm really excited.
Oh, good. All right, I'll tell him that you love him.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk
all
to you
right.
later.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank
bye,
you.
Heather.
Bye.
Very sweet. Trevor is just a tall drink of water. Girls
yes,
just love
is.
Him. love him. So we have only a few minutes left. I just wanted to touch base on what's going on with you outside of soaps. Anything that we can be looking for? You're a high school graduate now, correct? You're
yes,
done?
I am.
Are we doing
yeah.
college or?
No, you know what? Every single time I say, okay, you know what? This coming fall will be a good time or this spring will be a good time. A storyline always pops up that I'm working a lot
mm-hmm.
during. So then I'm like,
right.
oh, well, okay, I can't really go. So, I mean, it's definitely not out of the question. I'd love to take up classes, but it'll be when I have downtime, I guess. So who knows when that'll be. Right now it's a really busy
right.
time because we have Broadway Cares coming up. And,
right.
yeah, so.
Okay, all right, very good. Look, you know, colleges aren't going anywhere, so that's okay. You've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
And
I was going to say, do you know what you want to major in? Or are you
that's
just going to go
also,
and kind of?
That's also another question, like another question that I still have yet to answer. Like every time I say, oh, I want to go in for this, and I think about it, I'm like, I wouldn't really want to go in for that. I mean,
right.
yeah, I'm not sure. Undecided.
Well, that's all right. My son just filled out his applications, and that's what he put too, undecided.
Yeah,
I
well,
think
usually
that's
a lot
right.
of people, when they first go into college, they're undecided.
Absolutely. Well, I know one thing that everybody has decided, and that is you are their idol, and you've made so many people's day tonight on this show. And they definitely don't want to see you going anywhere, and they love you. They're just typing away in the chat room. So I know that they appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate you coming back on.
Oh, well,
I love
them all, too. I think, you know, I love talking with them on Twitter and doing everything I can in order to, you know, stay in contact with everyone and just give out the love that they give to me so much. So it means a lot,
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Well, Kristen, you've definitely grown into a beautiful young lady with a personality that shines. Very, very happy to have made this connection with you through the show. And I'm very proud to say that I've had the opportunity to interview you.
Oh, thank you so much, Joanne. It means so much, and you're so great. And
mm-hmm.
your show has put smiles on so many people's faces, and it's just been such a great way for fans to interact with us, and we all really appreciate it.
Oh, well, I thank you guys, too. You keep up the good work, and undecided or not, you're going to go far. You and your brother. Give your best to Eddie for me as well.
Thank you so much.
And,
I will.
You know, we'll definitely be in touch. I tweeted you Tony Luke's little thing, so you'll find that. And stay in touch.
Good, good. Okay, sounds good. Have a great night.
Bye,
you everyone.
Too, everyone. Good night to Kristen.
Good night. Love to all.
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Star Dish Radio.